You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, music by Ravel, Britain, some sampling of an amazing recording by Emmanuel X, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. Begin on a cheerful note with music written for an instrument that many of you and us were introduced to in grade school. I'm speaking about the recorder. And unlike the cacophony that you may have heard in recorder class back then, in Vivaldi's day, music was considered to be an important moral and educational influence on the minds of the young. And the recorder was definitely an important part. Vivaldi wrote some challenging words for this instrument just to show off the virtuosity that it can deliver. Today we're going to hear a performance by Dan Loren. He's of Swedish and Russian parents who remarked that when he first discovered, and I quote, the real recorder sound, he was completely overwhelmed because it was so different than what he heard in those earlier recorder school lessons. He has performed successfully, more than successfully, with many ensembles in his career, with trips to Japan, the US, Israel, Australia, and across Europe. He is also taught at numerous academies and more recently at the Stockholm's Royal College of Music and the Trinity College in London. Very prestigious. Here he is, joined by the members of the Drottingham Baroque Ensemble with Vivaldi's Concerto in C major.
Thank you.
Dan Loren and the members of the Drottingholm Baroque Ensemble with Vivaldi's Concerto in C major for recorder, and definitely some major activity in the recorder chops going on there. A great performance. We're going to continue with some lovely music by Ravel. His Pavane for une enfant vivant, or a Pavane for a dead princess, was written for solo piano back in 1899 when he was just studying composition at the conservatory in Paris under none other than Gabriel Fauré. Ravel later published and orchestrated a version of the Pavane back in 1910. And he has described the piece, and I quote, as an evocation of a Pavane that a little princess might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court. The Pavane being a slow processional dance that enjoyed great popularity in the courts of Europe during, back in more times, the 16th and 17th centuries. So maybe you can take a little dance today. We're going to hear a great performance by Pierre Monteur, joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So beautiful that is. Pierre Monteux directing the London Symphony with Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some musical moments by the very talented Emmanuel Ax. He was born in Poland to two Nazi concentration camp survivors. And they ended up in Winnipeg, moving to Canada with his family at a very young age. He did become a member of the Junior Musical Club of Winnipeg. And in 1961, the family decided to move to the big New York City, where Mr. Ax continued his studies at none other than the Juilliard School of Music. The rest is incredible history. He pretty well won every prestigious award that he could and accolade, including the Arthur Rubinstein International Piano Competition and the coveted Avery Fisher Prize. But the list goes on and on and on. Today, we're just going to take a sampling of music from his disc of the music of Johannes Brahms. Let's just take a listen to some excerpts. This is from Brahms' Variations and Fugue on a Theme by Handel, Opus 24. Thank you. Wow, the incredible performance by Emmanuel Ax, and those were selections from Brahms's Variation and Fugue on a Theme by Handel. We're going to just switch it up just a little bit and move on to the musical, but in an orchestral version. Music from Leonard Bernstein himself from his symphonic dances. He himself is conducting in this performance, and he's joined by the members of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, nothing like going out with a big bang. We're all dancing in the studios right now. That was music by Leonard Bernstein. He was conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, and those were, as you probably know, selections from the West Side Story Symphonic Dances. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. It's that oboe music time. And this comes from a great disc called Sweet Melancholy, which features many composers from the 20th century. I know it's the 21st, but still. But I've chosen a work that is very difficult technically for the instrument, but is also stunningly beautiful. It's Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid for solo oboe. Now, this piece was actually written back in 1951 and intended to evoke images of the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. And the piece is dedicated to a great oboist of the past, Joy Broughton, who gave the first performance at the Aldenburg Festival on the 14th of June, 1951. Today we have another lovely performer. It's Jeremy Palmer. So let's take a listen. Wow. Incredible oboist technique. That was Jeremy Palmier and Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Oboe. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist inspired the likes of pretty well all the best of the 20th century. I'm speaking about singer Kathy Berberian. She was a forerunner in the contemporary music arena. Her musicianship inspired the likes of Cage, Busotti, and Berio, and many more 20th century composers. She also did some unique interpretations of the music of the time, as we're going to hear right now in this next selection by Lennon and McCartney. Here is Kathy Berberian.
I think I'm going to be sad. I think it's today. The man that's driving me mad is going away. Ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. He says that living with me is getting him a dahlia, for he would never be free while I was around. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. I don't know why he's riding so high. He ought to think right, he'd do right by me. Before he gets to saying goodbye, he ought to think right, he'd do right by me. He says that living with me is getting him a dahlia, for he would never be free while I was around. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. My baby don't care. Thank you.
Kathy Berberian's musicianship so amazing? That was A Ticket to Ride. And just prior to that, well, actually, after that, was Summertime by Gershwin. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for listening. I do hope you'll join me again next time. Till then.